In the earlier days, I never thought anything at all about popularity with the public. I just went on with my job. Editors never meddled. Every now and then an editor would suggest a subject. For instance, he would suggest that they should all go to Hollywood. So they all went to Hollywood, stayed there 12 weeks. But he didn't suggest how it was to be done. I don't suppose he knew how it was to be done. Everything would happen according to the characters and the circumstances. Given those surroundings and given those characters, what happened would happen. And of course, the circumstances and the characters might be in themselves a little improbable, but given them, everything has to be perfectly logical and fitting. Wilde said once that nature imitates art. Well, you know, there's a lot of truth in that. It is extraordinary the number of things I write that happen soon after I've written them. Quite extraordinary. Sometimes a series lasts for 12 weeks, sometimes for only six. I mean, sometimes there'll be a couple of numbers, a couplet. Then there might be single numbers. You begin afresh with every new story. It's a different story about the same period. For instance, when an old boy comes to Greyfriars, well, actually, of course, he would have been contemporary with Bunter 10 years earlier, but he isn't. I have occasionally had questions about them. Why did they grow up, pass through the upper forms? I remember a chap did that once in a paper I was writing for. He had a character named Bob Redding, and then he had young Bob Redding, and the old Bob used to come as his father to the school. But I didn't like it, and I don't think other readers liked it. And it couldn't go on forever, because by this time it'd be their great-great-grandsons. You couldn't have an array of grandfathers and great-grandfathers, could you? No, it's better to make a clean cut. They don't grow any older at all.